bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Just understanding, you know, that back against the wall mindset, feeling like we've been in a situation like this, if not worse. You know, we'd love to be 11-0 right now, as would everybody else in the NFL. You know, that's why we play the game on the field, not on paper. And ultimately, again, it's our goal to go out there and win every single game, and we haven't done that. But again, every week's an opportunity to go out there and prove to ourselves that we do have what it takes.
Josh Allen, the reigning NFL MVP. Feels like another season, maybe, where he just has to carry this over the line.
And maybe he will.
That's right. It's come close to happening on several occasions. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Happy Thanksgiving. Sal will join us at 5. The Sabres face the Penguins tonight in Pittsburgh. Paul Hamilton joins us to preview that game at 6. Here's David with us. Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. So this is a little bit more of a Debbie Downer look, but just as an overall perspective of the future of the organization. So a Travis Yost segment I thought was really fascinating, and how he really brought out a lot of points that I was thinking as a lifelong Bills fan. If you look up and down this roster, they really don't have any difference makers at multiple levels on both offense and defense. And you've got a generational talent in Josh Allen. And front office, particularly Bean, has whiffed on way too many draft picks. And the only pathway forward, I think, is to blow this thing up a little bit and to get rid of, to have Bean just part ways with him. I don't think McDermott is the problem. I think, you know, McDermott's answering of the question that said, what is your feeling about this roster? Is this a championship roster? And his response was, I love these guys in this locker room. That is not a ringing endorsement. It would be very easy for him to say, yeah, I think we have a good roster. I think we have a promising roster. He didn't say that. And I just don't, you know, if the ultimate goal of the organization is a lifelong Bills fan, I lived through the 90s. 4 straight Super Bowls, all losses, but at least they reached the Super Bowl. And if the ultimate goal of this organization is to reach a Super Bowl and win one, this roster, as you look around the league, is not elite enough to do that. And it starts with, and it's a travesty because you have a generational talent like Josh Allen, and he has covered up for so many deficiencies on this roster for years. Ever since the 13 seconds, this roster has deteriorated. And I just don't know if Bean, in my opinion, doesn't have the answers. And he's been neglecting Josh Allen in the receiver room. And, you know, I've been on this wide receiver train with you guys and Jeremy in the morning for years. And he refuses to address it. And his way of addressing it is the 11th hour after the trade line, picking up Brandon Cooks, last year Amari Cooper. And it's just growing frustrating as a Bills fan as you watch other teams play. You look at their rosters, you look at them on defense and offense, and you see all these difference makers on these rosters, and you look at the Bills, and they've got these middle-of-the-road contract guys that they claim they've coached up, and now they're signing their own. And it's just growing frustrating because I know ultimately at the end of it, how this is going to end up. And just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot there. And I do think it is, and it has been for a while, I think, correct to look at the roster if you wanted to look at it skeptically and ask, like, where's the Pro Bowl? Where's the All-Pro? I mean, last year, it was almost a badge of honor for them that Baltimore had all these guys making Pro Bowls or All-Pro teams, and the Bills had, you know, one or none. And, like, that's part of the reason why Allen won the MVP, I think, you know, to some extent, because he's not surrounded by as much. But that's a tough way to live. Yeah, I mean, I think second contract for Rousseau, second contract for Bernard. I'm still relatively optimistic about Benford, but Bernard just can't stay healthy. Rousseau, to me, is just kind of all right. I mean, he's not getting top of the market money, but they did set out to spend in the middle class a lot, and that's who they re-signed. Those guys, none of those guys were impossible to resign because none of them commanded top of the market contracts. Like, those are the guys you got to really work to find a way to keep, and you can't keep them all. If they're not good enough to attract the out of market, top of market contract, what are you really doing? You know, you might just sort of be treading water. I mean, I think all of that is fair. The fact that Jordan Poyer is playing for this team again is pretty stark. The fact that they went and, you know, I'm not here to make jokes about reaching into the past, right? But, like, Shaq Lawson is back now. We've got TJ Sanders playing on the end.
Trey White.
He can't even play tackle, and he's playing. The whole thing is, you know, the injuries are a big part of it. Trey White is another example. Really, the exception right now, and it's only just beginning. We don't know how far Cole Bishop will climb the hierarchy of safeties in the league. He's the most promising young defender on the team. It's not even close to me. Maybe he and Deion Walker share that, because Walker, I think, shows a lot of promise too. But there's not a lot. And they've gotten old kind of all at once. You know, Taron Johnson, Matt Milano. Yeah, it's tough. And when the only other strength this team has had, really strength, I would say, has been that offensive line. And when they start springing leaks, whether that's age or injury or some combination thereof, then you're in real trouble. Because, like, that is the thing that I think over the last 2 or 3 years would be able to hold up and say, yeah, but they're excellent up there. So they can run the ball, and that sort of mitigates the receiver problem. But if they can't hold up, which they have had a lot of trouble in a couple of these losses doing, the whole thing really is going to collapse. Because there are not difference-making players anywhere. I think objectively that's fair. I don't think that's unfair.
It sounds very bleak, though.
Yeah, I know.
The call.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or identified himself as Debbie Downer. I do want to say that, to me, not that this is anything to your point, I'm sorry. I just want to say once in a while, I like to say this once in a while. I think the difference between this Bills era and the Kelly era is the competition. Like this team has been better than the Kelly Bills. But the Kelly Bills didn't have a serious rival in the AFC. When they dared to venture into the NFC, they got buried. Like that was a regular thing. I mean, in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, it was anyway. But this team has been more dominant than that. They just have a Chiefs problem, you know, in the one Bengals game. So, I don't know. Like, we always make these big conclusions about what their failures are. I think if they didn't have to play Mahomes and Reed, they'd have made a couple by now. Maybe they wouldn't have won them, but they could have. But, you know, that doesn't change the here and now. And, yeah, I mean, I think there'll be big questions when the season is over about perhaps not only who's on the team, but who chooses who's on the team. Like that could be what we spend a lot of our offseason on when it gets here. Or we'll have a parade.
Right, one of those two things. Or we'll do both. We'll have a parade and then
fire people.
Argue about who should be picking the players or something, probably.
Yes.
Maybe. I doubt that would happen. But
no, but I agree with most of the sentiment here, like that. Do they have difference makers beyond Allen? I mean, who are they? Where did the kicker go? Anybody given an answer on that? Like, he's just is he trending in the right direction? Where did he go? I missed an extra point. Kind of a big play.
Turned out.
In Houston.
Yep.
Because now I'm down four late and everything's different because it's not three. So, yes. I think the draft can always be you find somebody that changes everything, you know, even if it's a defensive player. And the Bills haven't landed that. Ironically, perhaps, given what we spend all our time on, is that has come somewhat at the expense of drafting pass catchers with their first pick each of the last 2 years before this one. And, you know, that hasn't gone that well. But are we going to go that far off the cliff here that we're like, guys, why did they draft Keon Coleman? They could have drafted an edge rusher. They could have drafted an interior defensive. They could have drafted a linebacker instead of Kincaid. Maybe we'll end up there. I don't know if I want to. Sal coming up at 5. The Line.
Oh, my.
Is coming up next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.